So getting back to the issue of tumor lysis syndrome, it's interesting you mentioned the issue of admission to the hospital, which my understanding is what was done in the clinical trials. But yet when we ask the investigator panel, actually the majority, about three quarters of them, say they don't think necessarily the patient does need to be admitted to the hospital. What's your practice?
Yeah, well, our practice is to admit everyone to the hospital for the dose ramp up, and we have patients stay in for 24 hours past the maximum dose. So if it's a 400 milligram target, then they'll stay in 100 milligrams, 200 milligrams, 400 milligrams, and they'll go home the next day, so like day four. And that works well for us, I have to admit. I mean, that's mostly out of habit. It's just how we've done things and we're comfortable with it and we have it down to a pretty routine protocol and people do well. And so I know that many of my colleagues are not doing that routinely, and I think that's okay. I will feel a lot better about transitioning to the outpatient space when there's some published data with some guidelines there. So in CLL, when we use venetoclax, we have nice guidelines kind of giving us the risks of tumor lysis syndrome and, what risk factors to look for and which patients to admit and how to mitigate against tumor lysis syndrome. I'd really like to see that in AML to give me a little bit more confidence before kind of committing to doing it in an outpatient setting. But yes, a lot of my colleagues have made that transition. I do want to mention, though, those colleagues are people who work at large institutions, and even though they're doing this outpatient, they have the capacity to have patients wait around for long days to check electrolytes and kidney function in the several hour increments after the venetoclax is given. And they have the potential to rapidly admit a patient and things like that. So I think in that infrastructure and that setup, it's different than a setup where you don't have those capabilities. And I would just want to impress upon people to not be cavalier about this and to take it seriously because, tumor lysis syndrome is a big deal, and that can cause major comorbidities that I think are preventable. So I would just have a lot of caution.